WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The road to WrestleMania has begun. Which means this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
But we still don't know who was in the limo.
Who was in this damn limo? Like, seriously, who was in this damn limo? Like, really, seriously, who was in this limo? Like, they did this whole nice little thing, a nice little tease, you know, it's just a little tease that WWE likes to do. It's like, who was in the limo? Like, you kind of had a feeling it was going to be somebody. Was it just the Authority? I don't know, but it's like, who was in that limo?
The whole point of the limo thing is to do the payoff shot of somebody getting out of the limo. That's the whole point of it. And they didn't do it. We got teased, and not even in the fun way, and then we just get left hanging. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't like being teased and not getting a payoff.
Finish this off, damn it.
Exactly. Anyway, like, I can't go after that, so we're just going to start at the beginning of this program. Actually, no, we're not going to be getting a program. I want to begin with the Roman Reigns thing. Okay, so Roman Reigns comes out of the start of Hour 3, and he's out here to talk about Brock Lesnar, okay? He came out here, and it was just all night long, it was a face-to-face with Brock Lesnar. Face-to-face with Brock Lesnar. That was the deal. Then, right before they went to break, Roman Reigns is next.
And there's no Brock Lesnar in sight.
There's no Brock Lesnar in sight. It's like, where's Brock? What happened to Brock? And it's one of those things like, huh, where is he? So, Roman comes out. He said Lesnar was, Reigns said people backstage wouldn't like what he's saying, but Lesnar was not there. He said Lesnar was there until about 30 minutes ago, and something happened. Okay. He said Lesnar is an entitled piece of crap who hides behind his contract. Reigns pointed out Lesnar was not in the chamber last night, but he was in Vegas hanging out with Dana White because he doesn't respect him, the fans, or anyone in locker room. And we're all sick of it. Reigns said he doesn't care how big the money is or how big the town is. When he says he will be there, he will be there, except for meningitis. Reigns says Lesnar and Paul Heyman would eventually say they're businessmen. Reigns says he was born into this business, and he taught that there's a fine line between business and respect. I don't fear Brock Lesnar, and damn sure don't fear that bitch. And now he said he would go backstage and get ass-chewing like a man. Unlike some people, I actually respect this place. So, the question is, what the hell happened?
I don't know. That's the thing, is how much of that is legit and how much of that is not legit. I mean,
for weeks, Brock's been promoted for this show. So, unless he's coming out after Raw, you got some explaining to do, because that's false advertisement. So, something went down. Clearly,
because I feel like you wouldn't just have Roman Reigns walk out there and say, you know, hey, yeah, Brock was totally here, and then he just bailed 30 minutes ago. Like, I don't feel like they would write that into that script.
Yeah, it wasn't that he was there, because I'm reading another recap. It wasn't that he was there. he thought he was there until 30 minutes ago. So he wasn't technically there. But it's like, where was he? Where was he? Why wasn't he on the show? Just saying.
I don't know, dude. Like, I just really don't know what's going on.
There'll be more to that story coming out, but it sort of makes you go, That said, Roman cut a great promo. Roman Reigns was on point, but that's because it was real and to the point. It wasn't reading a script.
No, it wasn't reading a script. It was very passionate. It was very from the heart, which I always love it when they let Roman cut a passionate promo because, you know, obviously he feels it more. There's more emotion. There's more him in it than the standard crap that they have him do, where it's very one note, monotone, whatever. It's like when he gets to show fire and desire and passion, that's when he's at his best. Obviously, that's when anybody's at their best. But tonight was particularly fiery, and I would say there was some truth to that. There had to be some truth to that to have him that pissed off, basically, in that promo, because he was upset, he was angry, he was a lot of different things, and they had to compensate in other ways for Brock supposedly not being there. But yeah, this was interesting, to say the least.
It was, and there's more to the story, and we'll probably have more to the story as the days and come ahead this week, and probably on Thursday we'll have more on it as well. Things that happened on this show include Sheamus and Cesaro defeating Titus Worldwide in a best 2 out of 3 falls match, 2 straight falls, because it felt like they were filling time because Brock Lesnar didn't show up tonight.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Match was fine, but again, it wasn't much. Afterward, Charlie interviewed Sheamus and Cesaro. They said they beat everyone who've stepped up to them, including the Hardys, the Shield, etc., etc. And they asked, what happens when there's no one left for them to beat?
NXT will send up more.
NXT will eventually send up more. Other things on the show, The Miz came out and he talked about how he would rather be in Los Angeles with his wife, but he's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, and in 62 days, that will be his accomplishment. He says his face isn't on any WWE merchandise, and he should be facing Brock at WrestleMania. Miz said that Kurt Angle forced him to start the Elimination Chamber match against Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Well, you lost the match, that's why you had to start. Miz said neither man deserved to be there, and he's tired of disrespect. And then he asked Kurt Angle who his opponent is, and then Miz was like, well, your opponent tonight might determine who you face at WrestleMania. Miz was really mad about this. Might? Miz said whoever came out would get a beating. We for a second thought it was going to be Braun, but it was Seth Rollins.
I'm fine with this. I'm totally fine with this.
So Seth Rollins beat The Miz in about 13 minutes. Good match.
Mm-hmm. Very good match.
Afterwards, Finn Balor came out, and he was going to... Kurt Angle made the match for Finn versus the Miz, non-title, ended in disqualification, but it was later restarted because The Miz Taraj interfered, Gallows and Anderson interfered, so they restarted the match, came another match, Miz losing to Finn Balor. Looks like we're setting up some sort of three-way.
It does.
And Rollins said, you know, he's not sure what Balor is up to, questioning if he's trying to upstage him, but he said he'll make his mark and prove that you have to prove you're the man, then that's what he'll do. You know, he did last week in the Garland match, and he failed the Elimination Chamber, but there's more than one road to WrestleMania. Tell that to John Cena. He said he wants The Miz, and he wants the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
I'm okay with this.
I am totally fine with this. What I've liked so far about the show was everything has a purpose. Everything is being directed for WrestleMania. There was nothing on this show tonight that had nothing to do with WrestleMania.
Yeah, we've gotten past Chamber, which they've been very deliberate about not promoting anything for WrestleMania, really, beyond the 2 Rumble winners. So they've kept all of that kind of behind closed doors, and now we're opening that door, and we're walking through it, and we're starting to see them set up the Mania feuds. So business should start to pick up here very, very soon.
So Bray Wyatt appeared. He was scheduled to face Heath Slater. He did not face Heath Slater. Instead, he beat the crap out of both Heath Slater and Rhino. He then sat in the corner. He said, this is Matt Hardy's fault.
It is not. He enjoyed every second of it.
You made me hurt innocent people.
He did not.
Wyatt said Hardy will face him again, but he will make sure Hardy's woken eyes stay shut forever.
Somebody a little upset after last night.
I'm coming for you.
Where the hell has this Bray Wyatt been the last 2 years. Where is he? Where has he been? Because Jesus. I mean, I'm sorry, but just where? I have missed my creepy crazy cult leader, and he's back. Maybe Abigail went on vacation for 2 years.
The man was like, maybe he's bringing out Abigail. No, please. Hopefully not. Maybe if they do some sort of final mania thing.
Well, interestingly enough, Hardy tweeted out after the promo that, you know, he would face Bray again, but it would be on his terms and his battlefield. So somebody get Senior Benjamin, because we need a battlefield.
Prepare that battlefield, Senior Benjamin.
Get it going. But yeah, I mean, this was great. Bray Wyatt was super aggressive. He was everything that I've been waiting for him to do. We've been saying for what, 2 years, that Bray Wyatt needs to just go out there and beat up people. If you have nothing better for him to do, just go have him go out there and maul people.
I've ranted about this many times on this show and on the Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
I think they finally listened to us.
About time.
Right? Just to give him that air of danger, because this is the first time that I think I've really kind of seen him as dangerous in a really long time. And it feels like whatever they're doing, they're starting to rebuild Bray a little bit and build him back up into a monster, which is what he needs to be.
Yes.
Because he's kind of been a one-note for way too long, and it's about time they get him going again.
We'll see where it goes.
Bray was fantastic.
Monday Night Raw opened up with Women's Champion Alexa Bliss and Mickie James.
Oh my god, Alexa.
Apparently, Asuka is now challenging Bliss at WrestleMania. Bliss said she amazed herself by winning the first ever Elimination Chamber, Women's Elimination Chamber. Bliss said James showed the world why she's a six-time former champion and a future Hall of Famer, so basically sucking up to her. It said, we have had our ups and downs, but she has learned so much from her, and other women have. She said Mandy and Sonya have a bright future, but not while she's champion. Called Bayley a sad situation. She said it was her year and not Sasha's year. Bliss then talked about how she will be the one to break the streak of Asuka, and she brought up how Nia Jax left Asuka late. And said she can't wait to finish the job. Asuka quickly made her way to the ring, got in her face. Bliss said Nia Jax deserved to be added to their championship match. And then Alexa Bliss spoke down to Asuka in simple English. Alexa was amazing.
Alexa was amazing.
She just spoke down to her in her own English language, and it was tremendous. People may find it offensive, but it was fantastic. Bliss told Asuka to wipe that smile off her face before she does. Nia Jax ran to the ring. Asuka knocked down Bliss and Mickey, and then went on to attack Nia. They fought. Asuka got Nia in an armbar, but Mickey and Alexa attacked her. 3-on-1 on Asuka. Bayley and Sasha made the save, setting up a 6-person tag team match. Playa.
Holla holla.
I like this opening segment.
It was a good opening segment. The simple English was a nice bit, but yeah, it was just a touch offensive, so probably not the best idea, but still, I mean, Alexa, honey, just don't ever turn her face. She just needs to stay a heel. She's too good at it.
And LeMans and Trevor goes, this is how you played a role, looking at those who wrote Jinder's and Shinsuke's promos. Yes.
Yeah.
You did not go offensive, but you meant what you meant. Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. Okay.
It's borderline. It's very, very borderline.
But she didn't, like, go over the top with it.
No, she did. It wasn't...
Wasn't racist.
It's borderline.
Borderline.
That's the best I can say, but it was not as racist as Jinder's.
Because she did not do stereotypes. She did a voice, not stereotypes.
Yes.
Differences.
Which is different, but it's not any better. So, but the rest of it was fantastic.
So they got to this 6-person tag team match, and they're working over Sasha. They're working over Sasha. She crawls to the corner, makes a hot tag, but Bayley jumps off the apron. I pop for that. That was awesome.
Bayley standing up for herself.
She
did it, Bayley.
She finally had enough and had some backbone. Stood up to Sasha, backed off the apron. Her team would eventually win as Bayley made the save and helped Asuka out. But she's had enough of her friend Sasha Banks doing it to her. It was perfect.
It was awesome.
It was perfect. I enjoyed it. So again, we set up things here. The Asuka maybe versus Asuka versus Alexa possibly, or Asuka, or Alexa versus Nia possibly. We set up Sasha versus Bayley. We're getting some nice little subplots in this stuff. I like it.
We are, yeah.
And then there's John Cena, who I thought was going to be the most talked about thing until the next 2 hours. But that's good. A lot of things to talk about. This is the Raw Post Show, presented by Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So John Cena makes his way to the ring.
He makes his way with a purpose.
With a purpose.
And a sunburn.
And a sunburn. He talked about going through failure. Talked about he failed at Elimination Chamber. He failed at the Royal Rumble. He talked about his... He put his character to the test when your back is against the wall. Cena said he spent 5 minutes feeling for himself last night when he did the Raw talk. Well, he's moved on, trying to figure out his road to WrestleMania. Cena, he said he was going to do something he should have done a long time ago by putting out a WrestleMania challenge to The Undertaker.
Why?
And that pop.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge pop.
That, I mean, you want to talk about the fans geeking out for something. That was a massive pop for The Undertaker, John Cena. There were yes chants. It was a loud roar. It was fantastic.
That was the best pop Cena's gotten in a long time.
Because they were booing him this entire time.
See, all you gotta do, drop Taker's name, boom, you're good.
But Cena's like, but that match isn't going to happen. He doesn't make the matches, and he's been told that match won't be happening because it's impossible. Cena says Road to WrestleMania will go through SmackDown since he's a free agent. He said he'll appear on SmackDown with the goal of doing what it takes to earn a spot at WrestleMania. See you tomorrow night. And go.
Okay, so it's really interesting to me how Cena emphasized earn a spot. Very, very interesting how they said that. But yeah, I like how Cena said the Taker match was impossible because, you know, that's what they got told last year that, you know, basically Cena's already got a dance partner and Taker's got to put over Reigns, so it's not going to happen. But yeah, Taker's been at it for almost 30 years. Can't he just, you know, go home and stay on the couch and take a nap because he needs to?
The presence of The Undertaker will be felt on March 12th, 2018.
13th.
12th.
13th.
12th.
13th.
12th.
He's wrestling on a SmackDown pay-per-view. He's going to show up on SmackDown the night, two nights after.
LeMans, your feeling is right on. It will be John Cena, Shinsuke Nakamura at Fastlane. John Cena will lose, and he will have no hope, no more spot, until the impossible becomes possible.
Although I did see a really funny tweet where somebody was like, you know, you could just suck it up and enter the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal like everybody else, dude.
Remember the last time that happened? Then he fought Bray Wyatt. Just saying.
Hey!
So now he'll face The Undertaker. But yes, he'll make the impossible possible March 12th, she says on the SmackDown. I say it's on Raw because it's Monday Night Raw. So mark that on your little calendars. The first presence of The Undertaker will be felt on March 12th. Bam. I liked seeing this promo. It was well done. We'll see him tomorrow night.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really good. I mean, it's, again, this is the most we've seen Cena fired up in a while. It was genuine. There was a lot of really, really good stuff in there. And again, the pop for Taker. I'm just really mixed on Taker coming back because part of me will always want to see The Undertaker. Always want to see him. But at the same time, it's like, after last year, I don't know how much more I can take. I don't know if I can stand him leaving again. I don't know if my poor little fangirl heart can take that.
And Ashley, I hope that answers your question from Twitter.
What was the question?
What's John Cena doing for WrestleMania? We just answered it.
He's potentially doing The Undertaker, but we'll have to see if he proposes at the end.
I thought he ran out of people to propose to.
Well,
you know, anywho. Braun Strowman took on Elias. Braun Strowman got shot in the face with the fire extinguisher. He was blinded. He still could beat up Elias blinded. They fought up to the announce table. He almost put him through the announce table. Elias escaped. Strowman then chases him backstage. Elias escapes the arena. A limo pulls up. Strowman yells, "I'm not finished with you, Elias." And they focus on the limo.
Because again, who's in the limo?
Who is in this damn limo? Who is in this damn limo? I want to know who's in this limo. No one's telling us. Okay. Anyway, no limo given, you know, no answer to who's in the limo given, but we get to our main event segment. Triple H and Stephanie make their way to the ring. We can show another Ronda Rousey highlight video. Stephanie said Kurt Angle had double pneumonia, and that's why he was saying all these weird things. Because, you know, that's what happened. She said Rousey acted out of savage instinct, and she had to get her physical with her so she could relate to her. Stephanie said Rousey reports to her, which means WWE owns Ronda Rousey. Stephanie says what she wanted to call the players out so they could learn their place and move forward. She calls out Kurt Angle. She gets Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, her hair is up and ready to square up. She comes down to the face, really serious. Kurt Angle was like, "Ronda, stop, stop, stop." Angle and Ronda Rousey were in the ring. Angle told Rousey that coming to WWE was the best decision she ever made. Rousey said she meant what she said and she wants this more than anything, but she's never been slapped before in her life and she refuses to be distracted. "I am no one's property," she said. Angle told her that he needs his job, so he said he lied. because, you know, he has kids. One just had surgery, so he needs this job. Angle said he's been sick and doesn't even remember what he said. Those statements I made, they're not true, and I'm sorry. He apologizes. But, you know, he's got kids. Jason Jordan has hospital bills. He needs his job.
I like how they keep playing that up.
Hunter and Stephanie were back in the ring at this point. Stephanie said they're not horrible people, despite what they may read on social media here in the arenas. She said she wanted to put all this behind them and focus on making her a star. So the McMahon and Hunter leave. Rousey said they've addressed everything other than the slap. Rousey said, if you want to put this all behind us, you need to apologize to me first. If you don't, I will rip your arm out of its socket. Which the fans started chanting, rip it off, rip it off. Stephanie then gets in the ring and says, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. There's all misunderstanding, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. They all start to leave. Hunter turns around and he punched Kurt Angle to the mat. And that's how we end Monday Night Raw.
It was a good ending.
But who was in the damn limo?
Right? Who was in the damn limo?
Who was in this damn limo?
They left us hanging. They didn't even finish us off. They just, you know, they just teased us and then nothing. Nothing. Dare they?
I could make a comment, but I'm going to be good. So we'll just leave it at that. Who was in the limo? No. Okay. So Ronda Rousey was better tonight. Her promo was a lot better because she was serious. She put some bass in her voice. Last night it was Ronda Rousey the person. Tonight it was Ronda Rousey the ass kicker. Ronda Rousey the ass kicker is fine on the microphone, and she can rip someone's face off, and she has the look that kills.
Right.
And that's what she needs. Simple lines, the look, it's everything. But I like that she had more bass in her voice. This is day two of the Ronda Rousey experience.
It's gone from fantasy to reality to business in a span of 24 hours. So now she is all business, and she's gonna mess somebody up.
I'm excited for... I like the direction Monday Night Raw hit for WrestleMania. SmackDown won't hit WrestleMania hard like Raw did, because they got a pay-per-view in 2 weeks. But the road to WrestleMania from Raw looks pretty good.
All we need is WrestleMania Santa to show up, and it's WrestleMania season.
March 12th.
13th.
12th.
13th.
12th.
13th.
12th.
Anyway, you have plugs. Plug away.
The Planet of Mars, WTR Sims, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. If it's not, it'll be sometime this week. Speaking of this week, Thursday night, The Rack.
That's right. Tune in when we will be reviewing Elimination Chamber, so you don't want to miss that. Plus SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week, and news, notes, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all the social medias. That's Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram, you know it, Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish. The plan is Greater Than Great Debate game shows. Tune in, Super Radio, Super Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, hashtag Blink Mob Mode Celebrity Dies. Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, this Sunday night, live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, as the road to WrestleMania gets really, really interesting. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, sickworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnsWard, same as the Twitters.
Gerwork.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay on Rock. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack and right back here for the Rob Poe Show, live across the airwaves. The Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, wildtalkradio.com.
Radio.com.